ideas and new technology are causing seismic shifts in the media industry. Where are we headed? What does it mean? Keep listening. Media strategist Gabriella Mirabelli talks with the brightest minds in entertainment and business. Meet the innovators, the risk takers, and the disruptors on the front lines of change from Hollywood, Wall Street, Silicon Valley, and beyond. The future is coming to a screen near you. Are you ready? This is the Up Next podcast with Gabriella Mirabelli.
Welcome to Up Next. I'm your host, Gabriella Mirabelli. My guest today is Lauren Magura. She's the founder and CEO of Cinematcher, a matching app that enables users to hire and get hired for film, TV, and digital projects and events instantly across the globe. The industry is calling it the Tinder for film and TV production jobs. Cinematcher is also encouraging diversity by allowing users to identify and filter connections as a diverse individual or owned company. Lauren, thank you so much for joining us today.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
So to start, Cinematcher has been called the Tinder of filmmaking apps and production jobs. What inspired you to start it? And was that in your head when you started?
Yeah, so I actually used to work for Universal Pictures in marketing and field marketing and publicity. And I loved production. So on the side, I would just shadow different productions, feature films, friends, shorts, or web series. And basically, every time we would be on a shoot, there would be an issue where a crew member either dropped out because they were sick or there was an emergency for whatever reason. Stuff happens where crew members drop out. And it's really difficult to find somebody that day. But when you're paying for a place to shoot, you really don't have time to waste. So I just saw that disconnect. And then, you know, say we were shooting in a different town or a different state, we'd go out to dinner, the cast and crew, or we would meet local people. And it turns out they were in the film and TV industry. We met a lot of people that were in the industry. So it was just that disconnect of, hey, we need local talent. There's really awesome local talent available. There's just no way to connect with them. And it was just truly baffling that we use that technology for everything else, you know, dating, socializing, getting a car, ordering food, but not in an industry that's constantly mobile.
Right. Well, and constantly that I think one of the places where you have the gig economy really thriving is film and production jobs. So you're at Universal and you're working, you're doing this stuff on the side. Did you start developing it while you were at Universal, or is this something that you had sort of in your head and then when you left, you dove in with full force?
Yeah, so I actually ended up starting to develop it while I was still working for Universal. Just in my spare time, weekends, weeknights, I really dedicated every single moment to getting this built. And my boyfriend at the time, actually, he had helped me build a prototype. Basically, you had to create screens in Photoshop. And we sat there for like 3 weeks straight and just built screens and taught ourselves how to build screens, which was crazy. Even building a symbol in Photoshop was like so difficult. Like trying to build a star, you had to like grab a symbol. And it was just insane because I had never worked with Photoshop before. We built the screens and we actually built a prototype in, this platform called Marvel App. And you drop the PSD screens into the app and then you basically tell it where to click, what screen will go to where. And then we ended up building that prototype because we got accepted into the startup spotlight at South by Southwest with like 19 other companies. And we really had nothing. We had a website. We didn't think that, and the website wasn't even that good at the time. We didn't think we were going to get accepted. Once we did, we were like, okay, well, now we have to build something to showcase there. So, it was funny. It was almost like a Steve Jobs moment where it's like, yeah, we have something. It's awesome. But we really just have an idea. And then we built it after the fact, after we got accepted.
Oh, wow.
And then we ended up showcasing that prototype. And we started getting some traction at South by Southwest because it was all the film and TV people. And we got about 300 or so beta users just from like that week. We were like, okay, well, we think we have something here. Then that's kind of when I started going more in depth with it. And then when it got to the point where I couldn't do both jobs, I had to make a really tough decision to take that leap of faith and leave a really great job that I loved to kind of this thing that you have no idea where it's going to go. So it was really scary.
Right, of course. Very scary and very brave to do something like that. So you have the prototype with the Photoshop screens, but at what point do you bring in the code? Did the coders come in? When those people at South by Southwest signed up, you had to bring in the coders, or could they actually beta those Photoshop screens? And was it a functional app at that point?
Yeah, so it wasn't functional. It was just clickable, and it's just kind of basically the workflow. And It's funny enough, it kind of really worked out the timing, because we met our developers at South by Southwest that same week. They're called December Labs, and they're based out of Uruguay. And they're really awesome. They take projects that they really believe in. We went over everything with them and basically gave them our prototype and said, here, can you help us code this and get this built? And they were very realistic. I had worked with other developers before that kind of said yes to everything. They're like, yes, we can do this. And it ended up being a nightmare because it was too much and you can't get that much done for a little budget. So December Labs is really great, where they are realistic. They tell you what they can do with what budget. And they've been fantastic. I've been working with them for over a year now.
So how, in terms of working, you're at your startup, you left a job. Is it totally self-funded? Are you going to venture funding? How do you survive in this world, we've got to survive? And also, how do you pay these real developers, or is it sweat equity with them? How does that work?
It started out where I kind of was all in right off the bat. I was like, if I'm going to leave my job for this, I'm literally all in. Sometimes people, go all in on buying their first house or, whatever it is. But for me, it was my company. And I ended up, when I left Universal, I took my savings and I actually took out my 401k, even though some people were like, don't do that. That's a horrible idea. To me, taking a risk like that, I mean, I worked right out of college for only about 4 years before I decided to do this. And I'm like, okay, well, I put the least amount of percentage in my 401k. So if this fails, I go back, get another job, and I'll double the percentage I'm putting in my 401k. I'll make it back in 2 years. So like that's kind of how I thought. So I was all in. I took that. Then I had some help with friends and family. My family has been absolutely amazing. My parents, amazing. They helped a little bit. And then I actually got to one angel investor right off the bat. And he, funny enough, he's one of our biggest supporters. He was my boss at Universal at the time. Yeah. So, and he was just really great and really believed in what we were doing. And like I said, he's still one of our biggest supporters. And then I got another small angel investor along the way that I had met through, we had met at an event, and he was really great because he believed in it. So I think really it's getting those people to believe in it. But it's day to day. So every time you're like, okay, I'm running out of capital or funding and I'm to the point where I need something else, you have to be really thrifty and figure it out. Like, I even went as far as sometimes Airbnb being my apartment, to help pay rent. Or I just did a crowdfunding campaign where we ended up raising $25,000.
Oh, wow.
Through Seed and Spark. And it's kind of just not even month to month. It's day by day. You have to figure out how you're going to pay for things or fund things until you can really, really get your business going where you're super, revenue positive.
Right, right. Now, what you're doing, though, is very revolutionary. I mean, it's not only about being able to find talent on the fly. There's another goal here, which certainly was in your materials. You want to talk about some of your other goals that you want this app to be able to do?
Yes, it's not just about finding on-demand content creators. That's one of our main missions, obviously. Content's being created at this record speed. Digital distribution channels are enabling productions to shoot more frequently and in less traditional areas. And really, every single industry now is creating content. So the need for on-demand content creators is definitely right now. So that's our main mission. But one of our other really, really main, I would say even bigger visions, is encouraging more diversity, not just in front of the camera, but behind the camera. Mm-hmm. It's definitely an issue in Hollywood where there's not a ton of diversity. And not just, like I said, the actual cast, but the crew, the people that are actually creating these stories. And it's really crazy to me that it's an industry where we should be sharing stories about anyone from any background, But we can't do that if we're not giving anybody from any background the opportunity to create. So we really, really want to change that. And we have a diversity feature in the app where you can identify as a diverse individual or owned company, and then basically filter your matches based off of that to really kind of give people opportunities that may not have been given it otherwise.
Have you found that that has resonated in the industry and that people are effectively changing the mix of their crews? Have you gotten any feedback?
Yeah, so I think it's been really awesome, not just crewing, you know, some like lower budget films, but crewing bigger films too. And even when we go out and we do partnerships and try to get users on board, we're partnering with diversity specific organizations and film festivals and stuff like that, because we want our user base to reflect that. So it's almost like if you go on the app now, our user base is definitely really diverse, and we've helped people connect everywhere to more diverse people, even, you know, in smaller towns. Like, we were working on this connecting people up in Scranton, women editors, and it was actually a little difficult to find editors in Scranton, Pennsylvania, that were women, which was also crazy to me. But once we did, you know, we found a bunch that were really, really awesome and talented and amazing. Yeah, it's been really rewarding to actually see people get hired or see projects get made, and just hearing their feedback that they're super grateful for the opportunity.
Does the app allow you to rate somebody? Because one of the things I think that might make people wary, and one of the reasons why people often bring their own crews all sorts of places, is because they know the people. How do you know the skill levels of somebody on Cinematcher?
Yeah, so we just launched in March, so we're kind of a step above a beta version, like an MVP.
Okay.
So we had to cut out, going back to having capital and paying our developers, we definitely had to cut out a ton of features that were originally in our workflow to be able to afford to just get the first version out there.
Mm-hmm.
So one of those features was our rating and referral system.
Okay.
We're absolutely gonna be adding that in. But right now we don't have anything like that in place. But we do have where you put in your profile, your IMDb page, all your social links, if you have a Vimeo, if you have a YouTube, if you have a personal website. So basically, once you connect and match with someone and decide to message them, you can click every little, you know, digital resume that they have online.
Right.
And you can kind of see what they've worked on before, who they've worked with before, and stuff like that. So you can kind of vet them that way.
Right, right. How, in terms of user adoption, what have you found to be the most effective way to grow your user base? How does that work?
Yeah, so we've done a bunch of things. We actually, like, we have in a event feature in the app where we're partnering with, like I said, we're partnering with film organizations and events and festivals and award shows. And the event banner scrolls across all users' dashboards, and the users can check into that industry-related event and then connect and message other attendees. And that kind of has been onboarding users, because once we're partnering with these events, they're helping shoot, you know, email blasts out and stuff to everybody, their communities and their networks, telling them to download the app so they can check into the event.
Oh, okay.
So that's been one way. And then we've also been doing a lot of, like, social advertising, where if we have indie feature that's shooting in Asheville, North Carolina, and they're hiring, say, 10 or 15 production crew, we will actually buy social targeted ads in those areas. So for Asheville, North Carolina, letting people know, hey, we're crewing up for a film that's shooting in your hometown. Jump on the app so you can connect with this feature.
I see. So obviously individuals, that's the way you're going about it. How do you get in touch with the corporations, the film, you know, the production companies? How do you get connected with those people?
Yeah, so a lot of it's definitely word of mouth.
Uh-huh.
I think it's definitely a huge word of the mouth industry, which is, you know, one of the things that our app is trying to make it easier, where it's you can connect not by knowing someone.
Right.
It's definitely just being in the industry and going to different events. I try to attend a lot of events and meet a lot of filmmakers or producers or stuff like that. And yes, it's a lot of also just cold reaching out to people and saying, hey, listen, here's like our corporate deck or media deck or whatever. This is what we're doing. This is why we think it would be beneficial to you. Let us know if you're interested in doing anything. Like we're also trying to partner with and work with colleges and universities. We really want to get film students on board using it. We have interest from a few, but basically where they'll actually come to us and saying, we think our students would really benefit from this, because not only are they going to, they can connect with one another and other film students in the area to create film projects and stuff like that. They also can connect to internships and then hopefully jobs when they graduate.
Right, right. Now, is it only for production work, or have you found that the app has applications beyond what you envisioned?
So it definitely has been very interesting, because I was totally film, TV production focused when I started. And now it's really any industry that needs content created. So we've had posts anywhere from a typical feature film or web series or whatever to a ad agency that needed freelance crew, to real estate people that need on-demand videographers or photographers, even startups that need pitch videos done, or they need a promo done, or how-to videos done. So it's really interesting that the focus is now any person or company that needs content created is clearly going to need on-demand, you know, creators, and they can get it through our app.
I see. So if I'm a company, I'm a startup, and I want a pitch video, I wouldn't even, let's say I'm not in the business, even though I am, so I kind of do know, but let's say I don't, in terms of, I don't even know how to start crewing up a job. Can I just put out essentially an RFP for a pitch video and people respond to that? Or do I say I want a producer and then ask the producer to source everything? How does that process work?
Yeah. So basically you would just jump on the apps, click start connecting. You can put, you know, a startup looking for a pitch video, and then you can really put any single person that you need. So say, you know, you need a writer because you don't have experience in writing, or even in the idea for the script, the concept even. You can put as many titles as you need, the producer, the camera guy, literally everyone. And say you even just want to start with a producer because you know absolutely nothing about it. You can connect with the producer and message him. Once you guys connect, you can message him and say, hey, this is what I'm trying to do. Who else do I need to hire? You know, can you help me take the lead on? And that producer could even post in the app for them and find exact, maybe he doesn't know he needs a boom operator, or, you know.
Right.
But yeah, so it's really cool. He or she, I should say.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I'm like, wait a second. He and she, especially she, no. So they can jump on the app and basically post exactly what they need. And once they post, they can swipe right or on people in their area locally. That would be a good fit. And then once they swipe right, they're able to message them right away and they can start working on it, you know, within the hour.
That's great. I understand you have a partner with Hometown Heroes. Can you explain what that is and what that's about?
It's presented by Seed and Spark, and also by the Duplass brothers. Mark and Jay Duplass, they're really, really awesome filmmakers. And we encouraged, the whole mission was encouraging filmmakers nationwide to create feature films in their hometown. And they would get crowdfunded through Seed and Spark. And then 5 of them would, 10 finalists would pitch to the Duplass brothers. And 5 of them would get executive produced and $25,000 to produce their feature film.
Oh, wow.
And then Cinematcher, where Cinematcher comes in, is Cinematcher is doing the crewing for all the feature films that, if they haven't shot yet, that actually need the crewing. So it's been really great because we've been doing and crewing feature films nationally in these really small towns. So it's been really cool to get not just local, but also more diverse filmmakers that are in these non-traditional shooting areas.
Right.
So it's been really exciting and a really cool experience, and definitely an awesome partnership.
How much are you, as the founder of the app, involved in these projects? I mean, in some ways you're enabling them, but you're not really involved, or are you? Do you take an active interest in these things? Is there sort of a feedback loop from, you know, the people who are using it now? You said it's one step beyond the beta. So how does it work?
Yeah, so I'm actually extremely hands-on since we are pretty early stage. It, you know, I'm almost a one-woman show. I have some really amazing advisors and then an awesome intern. She's great. Then I have my outsourced developers, but that's really it. So I'm definitely extremely hands-on when we're crewing these projects. I'm actually helping do the crew recruiting, even if it's in areas that we don't have users yet or stuff like that. But yeah, I'm definitely very, very hands-on with every single process that we're doing in every aspect of our company.
So you're actively, when you say you're assisting with the recruitment, that means you're putting the posting on Cinematcher. You're, if you're not getting responses, you're doing social media blasts to encourage people to sign up. Is that what that means?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I'm actually doing the social ad or even just reaching out to people that are in those areas through social or just by like Googling, you know, creatives or production people in this area. And then actually just reaching out to them and saying, hey, listen, we're doing this really cool initiative and some awesome, you know, opportunities for you to get crewed up for these features. But yeah, I'm definitely in the nitty gritty of everything. I'm hands on with all of it.
In terms of where do you see things happening? If you, you know, got the crystal ball out and you're looking ideally 2 years from now, what's the situation? How many users? How many countries? What's the lion's share of the use for? Tell us about it.
Yeah, so I definitely see us absolutely global. We are already global now, even if it's a handful of people. We in about 15 countries, but it's not enough where there's going to be consistent posts or people consistently getting jobs. So I think that's our main mission is kind of once we have enough users here in the U.S. that we're really going to focus more on being more global. But I definitely see us in almost every single country that films, either people that are here in the U.S. that need to film somewhere internationally or vice versa. You could sit on your couch, you know, in New York and build a crew in New Zealand through just swiping through people.
Oh, wow.
So that's definitely the main goal. And then we also see, like I said, where the whole diversity thing, maybe we even take that feature out because it's not even an issue anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think one of our main missions is getting rid of that feature where we don't even have to do that because the industry is just so, you know, fluid with having not even looking at, okay, I need to hire a specific person, where it's just awesome people, you know, in general that are part of the crews or the cast. So yeah, I see us getting rid of that feature. That would be amazing, actually. And then I also really want...
Right, to no longer have the need.
Exactly. Exactly. And then, yeah, I also really would love to eventually handle the transactions and making sure that cast and not just cast, but more importantly, the crew are getting paid. You know, you're in the industry, but there's a lot of complaints where people will even go in the Facebook groups and they're like, hey, I haven't gotten paid in a year for this film I did. So we really kind of want to like streamline that process and digitize all the paperwork and everything like that, where people can get paid right away. So that's definitely something we want to add in.
One of the things that's true about the film industry is it's heavily unionized. Are you a union app or a non-union app, or is it both? It's union agnostic.
Yeah, so we actually give the option to choose if you're a union or non-union, and you can also browse matches based off of that and post jobs based off of that. So if you're a union production, you're only looking for union users, you can use that, put that in the job post. You'll only connect with people that are a union and vice versa.
Oh, good. Great. So when people say that you're revolutionizing things, how does that make you feel?
It's actually really amazing to when people say that or write about it. It's really, really rewarding because you are just working so hard on something and, you know, you leave your job and a life that you, I mean, Universal Pictures was my dream job. I grew up watching all of their movies and I always wanted to work there. And it was really hard for me to leave that. So hearing that, you know, we're kind of making an impact and a difference in the industry is just absolutely amazing.
Has your relationship with the folks at Universal benefited the, not only in terms of the formation of the idea, but have you been able to have Cinematcher be used on large, like what's the largest budget project that you've been involved in?
Yeah, so I definitely think that my relationship with Universal absolutely helps. I mean, every single person that I've worked with over there I will say, like, they're like my family. I absolutely love everybody there. They've been so helpful, even if it's meeting a contact or getting connected with somebody over email or whatever. They've been really great.
Right. What about post-production? Is it only production, or you have, well, you had mentioned editors. What about graphic designers and animators and things like that? Are they also in there?
Yeah, absolutely. So we definitely have post-production people, anybody from, you know, a post sound person to anybody you could think of that's post, and even like post operations. We even have post operations positions in there. And yeah, we definitely, if somebody's in post, they can jump on the app and definitely hire or get hired for it.
What's your end game? I mean, are you thinking that you're going to become this sort of, it's almost like a LinkedIn slash dating. I mean, are you looking, do you think you'll just become one of these big players? Are you looking to be acquired? What's your vision long-term? And when you're talking to investors, what is the vision that you're sharing with them?
Yeah, I think our main vision is we definitely see if there's strategic companies that we think we could benefit by our user base and their user base. Say like, you know, like in IMBD, or I guess it would be Amazon because they own IMBD, or IAC.
They own everything.
I know. I'm like, well, as soon as I said I'm IMBD, I'm like, wait, I guess I have to say Amazon. they do own everything. But a company like that where, you know, they have that huge database and we're just kind of taking it one step further by helping people connect and then, you know, hopefully get paid through the app. Everything like that. Or like an IAC, they own, which owns Vimeo. And I think they do a dating app. It might be Tinder. So they're in a space where it's like also marketplace apps and then also film distribution and streaming company. So if it's a strategic where it makes sense, I definitely think we would be looking to be acquired. If it was something that was really going to help us scale and grow to the right people.
Are you thinking of building in a social component to your app?
Yes, absolutely. So that's one of our main things we also had to cut out in our features because it kind of requires a little more of development than we could do right now. But absolutely, where it's almost like a feed for filmmakers where they can talk about things, ask about things, post their projects. And then maybe even eventually, you know, projects that build crews and get created through our app will help with digital distribution.
Oh, fantastic. All right. So the first word is Facebook.
My one word would definitely be advertisement.
Okay. How about Google? What's your one word for Google?
You're thinking successful.
Snapchat.
Original content.
Ooh, that's different. Good. Twitter.
Oh, this is hard.
So you're thinking too hard. Just what's the, you know, it could just be, you know, not interested or bored or I love it. What's Twitter?
Twitter. No, I do like Twitter, but I know too short. Too short of the characters are too short. Yeah. It takes me 5 hours to write one tweet because I have to get it in that character.
Keep deleting.
Exactly.
Brevity is the soul of wit. YouTube.
Live streaming.
Ad blockers.
What's this name?
Do you have them? Do you use them?
No, we don't.
Not you as a company, but do you as a person?
I don't, actually.
You are a rare person.
I know. I don't. I've never used them before.
It's interesting because two out of three people in your age group do. All right.
That is really interesting.
Art.
Creative.
VR.
Artificial intelligence. Whenever I think of virtual reality, I'm like artificial intelligence because those are the two like buzzwords that came up together.
Well, and the next one is AI. So I guess you can just say virtual reality, right?
Oh, that's so funny.
So what are you most excited about on the horizon?
So I'm definitely most excited to see how we're going to scale and grow the company and then actually seeing the results. I think we're kind of getting above the just trying to get traction and stuff like that. And we're getting more towards where we're seeing actual results and actual, you know, crewing, stuff like that. But I'm also really excited to hopefully make an actual difference in the industry where, like I said, our diversity feature is a thing that we're like, okay, we're getting rid of this because it's not needed anymore.
Right.
I just really want to make an actual impact, an actual difference. And that's one of the main reasons I started this whole company and took that leap of faith was really to do that.
Right. Well, that's fantastic. So we are at the end of our official interview. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. This was really, really great.
I'd like to close by thanking a few important people who've helped bring the program to life. First, my friend, Rob Naughton, the amazing voice artist who recorded our open. And of course, thanks to my production team over at Microfame Media. And a big thank you to our guest, Lauren Magura. And of course, most importantly, all of you, the members of our amazing audience, thank you. I'll be talking to you again next week, right here on Up Next.